When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Cindy.
Jillian?
I didn't know if there was more coming after that. If it was the beginning of a sentence.
No, we're doing
greeting.
Your thing, old girl. Come on. We're doing your segment. You have introduced a signature segment. I don't know why I let you. I just listened to this one on an old podcast.
Yes.
And Jake ruined it. But other than that.
How did I ruin it?
Thumpersaurus.
Thumpersaurus.
What a mess.
I was just listening to that too.
Oh my God. What a good show. That, I'm still in awe from how great of a show they were.
Oh God. Yeah. So Cindy has decided to bring back obsessions. And because I have one, I said yes.
I knew there was a reason.
I said
I was like,
yes.
Wow, she liked it.
Yeah. Well, I have a new obsession that I want to talk about. And
well,
this is the only
do.
Way. Well, I feel like mine should be the finale.
Yours is the finale. All right.
I had one and I forgot it. Let me think.
Oh my God. Bishop. Oh my
There's
God.
A lot going
there was
on
an
in my
email
brain.
Reward.
I know. No. I have one. I just need to remember it.
I can't go to Jake because he could shit the bed and then we'll start us off wrong. So we need a strong start and a strong finish. Go ahead.
I've got two obsessions. The first one is a, you know, end of the summer obsession that I discovered when I was home visiting my family.
Yeah.
And it was Ketel One Grapefruit and Rose Vodka.
Ooh.
It's like 75 calories because it's 30% alcohol instead of 40.
Hmm.
And I swear it's like, it just tastes so fresh. I'm not usually a flavored vodka person.
Hmm.
It's really good. It's so good that I went.
Is it their new botanical line?
Yes, it's the new botanicals. Very nice.
Are you serious, Bishop? You keep up on the brand updates.
They've got a
for
cucumber
vodka.
Mint.
They're doing a very good job with their marketing.
Peach orange.
How do you even remember, though, with the amount that you drink?
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget the time we had to pick the lock to get her out of my downstairs bathroom.
Hey,
yeah.
My obsession. Were you finished? I am loving.
Did you wake up from your drunken stupor to have an answer to this segment?
Yes, I figured it out.
Too obsessed.
Welcome.
I am obsessed with live concerts right now. I just saw J. Cole last week, and it was dope.
He's amazing.
It was so
that
good.
That new album is crazy. You going to Drake soon?
I'm going to Drake. I'm going to Beyonce, and I'm going to Tailgate Fest.
Geez, sounds
weekend.
Like I've been hooking her up with all her concerts lately.
I'm so pissed off about Nicki Minaj not touring North America.
She will.
It's delayed 3 months. She just doesn't have the time to rehearse.
Well, why did someone go after her? You saw that.
Yeah, here's the deal. She pushed up her album. So originally it was supposed to come out a couple weeks later.
Okay.
Then she launched it. The album took off. And again, like, you know, the music business now is like the movie business, right? So she puts out an album and Travis Scott puts out an album 2 weeks later.
Right.
They're fighting for number one. There's only so much time. And then she wants to put on a proper show.
Right.
And it just takes time to rehearse.
Okay, because you know, like, you saw somebody try to do a little takedown on her.
Remember when we built them? How long did it take to build Maximize Your Life? It takes time.
Yeah, but there was an unknown source from Live Nation that was like, she's spinning out of control. And I was so like, dude.
I think we just found G's obsession.
What?
The tour manager.
No, quite the contrary.
Well, Bishop kind of fucked mine up, but like, all right.
How did,
no, just because you're trying to step on my, trying to steal my thunder, but that's fine. Okay, I'm afraid for Jake to go. G?
My obsession lately is twofold. Mm. Sparkling water.
Where have you been?
I second that.
Yeah, I used to just like to drink flat water, but there's just something about the softness of the bubbles that I've discovered.
In which beverage?
I like Spindrift.
Are you drinking these or?
No, I'm drinking them. And my other obsession is, I'm going to sound psychotic here.
No, shocker.
Is detailing and decorating my home. You have no idea.
Is this a new obsession though?
Yeah, because you know what I've come to find out?
HGTG.
Pretty much, you can have anything made for your home. I mean, I've gotten to a point where I walk through stores and I can't find what I want. So then I find someone that makes custom this, custom that. Did you see that tiger photo that Don Flood sent me?
Yes.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That was cool.
It's 5 feet by 4 feet. It's massive. That is an obsession of mine right now. Like, I'm like, and everything, like the trim detail. So like, I'm like, I don't want to see this and that. So closet doors, custom built, like all of that. Railing, I mean, hardware, like everything.
Do you have photos? I want to see.
Yeah, when it's done.
Okay.
It's getting there.
Jake,
a couple more weeks.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm with G.
Boy.
I just moved out and we've been stocking the fridge with the sparkling water. Love that.
Okay.
And this one's a strange one I never thought I'd like. Do you know what Twitch is?
Yes.
No.
Twitch is that stream. It's like a streaming site where you watch people play a video game or play poker is what I've been watching, or like play music, and you're watching these people stream whatever they're doing.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a writer, Janet Matlock, and she has a writing thing on Twitch that she was telling me about, and it's really cool because they're trying to expand from just the game. It was like
it's people
live
doing
gaming
thing. And so you find these people that are like the best at what they do.
Yeah.
And they're streaming it, and they're also like vocalizing their thought process throughout their entire time. So it's like when I'm watching these pros play poker, they're like, it's free coaching. These guys are telling you exactly what they're thinking and why they're doing what they're doing. And with something so unique and dynamic that's always changing, it's so good for me to improve my poker game, and I've really been working on that, and I love it. I've been following these guys, and I watch them, and between their wins and losses, it's great. Mm-hmm. Not a fan?
No, I think that was actually good.
Oh.
Now I'm annoyed, because now I'm like, well, Bishop kind of stepped on
I need to give you another obsession?
Well,
what was
what's your obsession?
I forgot what yours was.
I don't think I told you.
I think it was live music.
Oh. Well, it wasn't live music. It was music related.
Show me what you got.
Well, first of all, I would like to talk about cottage cheese.
Okay.
Musical cottage cheese?
No. Assholes. I don't even know why. Like, there's this new cottage cheese that for some reason is so good. It's called Good Culture. It's really good.
It's so good. I've been stealing it.
She steals it out of my fridge.
I can't wait.
Then I told G, I said, find out about this cottage cheese. And he said, can't get in on it, which never, so because of that, no one buy the cottage cheese. But it's so, for some reason, I don't know what it is. It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah, Good Culture cottage and cheese. It's a bit like a higher fat, but I don't know what it is. Just really good. So, yeah. And how have I been sleeping? And I blame you, Giancarlo, on Nikki Heaton.
Oh, I thought you meant literally.
Oh, no, not sleeping on her.
Thing.
No. She's 23. I mean, not aware of Nikki Heaton. Where have you been?
I'm not spending that much time on social.
No. She's a musician. She's got songs with Migos and everything.
She has one song out that's like really popular.
I don't even know the name of it. And the album that I cannot stop listening to is from 2016. It's called The Bedroom Tour. I'm obsessed with this kid. She's 23 years old. The Bedroom Tour.
But oh my God.
We can't. We can't.
That's fine. You can cut it. It's, as long as it's 15 seconds.
No,
or
she
less.
Loves me. She, her and I have been going back and forth on DNA.
15 seconds or less.
No. You don't understand. Nikki Heaton and I are now best friends.
No, you don't understand.
No, you don't
she's
understand.
Trying to tell her to shut
no,
it off.
No, you don't understand.
She's got 15 seconds.
No, I'm telling you that Nikki Heaton and I are best friends. I can show you our DM love affair.
That's awesome. I just don't. I'm not. You know.
What?
That's that sauce music.
It's a little poppy for him.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
I'm more in the cut. Like Get Your Strap by 50 Cent and Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yes. That's like what I'm listening to. Get Your Strap.
On or gun?
Gun.
I was like, oh. It means a whole different
Watch
thing
this.
Where I
Jill,
come from.
What's it mean? Draco's got that kickback.
Drugs?
No. It's a type
Guns.
Of gun.
It's a gun.
Yeah. That's a game we should play. Like, what's this phrase mean?
Oh, my God.
And see what Jill would come up with.
Ooh. No, I'm serious. Check this girl out.
Let's create that game, producer.
No, we're not. NIYKEEHEATON. I'm serious.
All right.
Is she's her every song on this album is amazing.
Let's listen.
Okay, I mean, I'm
not,
going
not
to.
Right now. I don't
no,
mean
I
right
am
now.
Going to. No, right
no,
now.
I mean, everybody
no,
out there. Just
no,
listen.
No, she loves me. She and I are having a love affair. She could be my daughter. But I'm serious. It's so good. Here, which song do you want to hear? How about Nexus?
Okay.
This one's like a little more tough. Here we go. We'll go out on it. Oh, what? Huh? Say what, Cindy? Wait for it, please.
I'm waiting.
Oh, shit! When you're really busy, you're always looking for ways to save a little time in your day. So if you wear contact lenses, wouldn't you love to renew your prescription and buy new lenses without having to make a special trip to the eye doctor? If I wore them, I know I would. And now with Simple Contacts, you can. Here's how it works. You take a quick vision test from your phone or your computer, and a licensed ophthalmologist reviews it within 24 hours to make sure your vision has not changed. Then your prescription is renewed and your ordered contacts arrive just like that. Simple Contacts has all the familiar brands, so you never have to shop around to find the best prices for your type of lenses. And if you have any questions, you can even text the Simple Contacts support team and always get to speak with an actual human. This is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but it is the most convenient way to renew an existing prescription. So get $20 off your first order of Simple Contacts at simplecontacts.com/Jillian20 or enter the code Jillian20, Jillian20, at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/Jillian20 or just enter the code Jillian20 at checkout. With all the gimmicks out there, it can be really confusing to pick a toothbrush. The truth is, you really just need something that'll make sure you're brushing your teeth correctly because most of us don't. And Quip knows that. Quip is an electric toothbrush that costs a fraction of what other bulkier brushes cost. And there's a built-in timer to make sure you brush for the dentist recommended 2 minutes. And I love that because I never look at the clock when I'm brushing my teeth, even though I try to keep to the 2 minute rule. But my Quip even tells me when it's time to change sides of my mouth. And another thing you won't have to worry about with Quip is remembering to get new brush heads or even toothpaste because Quip delivers them to you every 3 months, right when you should be changing your toothbrush head. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, they're going to give you your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at quip.com/Jillian. Getquip.com/Jillian, GETQUIP.com/Jillian. All right. Sort of a love doctor segment. I don't feel qualified to do these segments anymore. All right.
Your license has not been revoked yet.
Oh, no. Oh, believe me. I think the third disaster, revoked the license. Okay.
All right, then.
So this is actually something on Men's Health, but it's the 7 best pickup lines, courtesy of the women of Reddit. I didn't even know Reddit had a female community.
Reddit's got them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So here's the question. Pickup lines, yes or no?
Lines that like are reused? No, I'm a no. Okay. I'm a no on lines.
If they're funny, yes.
Best way to break the ice or just introduce myself? So you say yes?
Yeah, if they're funny and clever, it can be like, haha.
Gee?
I like a funny
I definitely.
Okay, what's your lie?
Use them or?
Depends on the moment, depends on the audience, depends on the if we're talking about a Hispanic woman, if we're talking about a white woman or a woman
talking
of
about
color.
Cindy, go get Cindy.
Oh. Have you read the book? No, I would be like, oh my God, did you try the scones here? Aren't they amazing? I mean, I'd have to do something that was country and white.
He's right.
Spot on.
It's food.
I mean, it's audience right away. Oh my God, the raspberry jam, the raspberry molasses on this scone is just everything today.
Of course, then I would probably then want to set you up with my brother-in-law, but...
That's true.
Oh, that would come off across gay?
A little, yeah.
Well, just, yeah. I would find it friendly and possibly...
You could also go like... Yeah, it's a tough one. Can I get another person to hit on, please?
Okay. Puns. Puns are fun, but never a guarantee. So, like, if you said, I wish you were my big toe so I could bang you on all my furniture.
That's a good one.
Jeez. You better write that one down.
That's a good one. I like that. Why don't I do, like, hitting on Sarah?
Okay, hit on Sarah. Oh, fuck. Here we go. And we're going to
be like,
sued.
What flavor ice cream are you?
Stop it.
Little girl.
Mint chip. Just kidding. I don't know.
Mint? No, you're not. You're like a rum raisin.
Ew.
All day long.
What? Tequila sunrise.
That's not ice cream.
Oh, it is now.
Oh. Okay, am I actually supposed to answer?
I would say passion fruit.
Oh.
See, she's blushing. See that? Look at the eyes. Look at the
wow,
eyes.
Wow, would that work on you, Sarah?
And I would just not break eye contact at all.
Creepy as f-
Honestly, if I can
look at me when I talk to you. That's another line.
Good, yeah.
I'm over here, sweetie. Right here.
No!
My eyes are up here. My eyes are
I
up
think
here.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, she's getting hot and bothered.
Okay. So, all right. So that's,
I was like, what?
So that's your question for Sarah. What ice cream flavor are you?
And I'd say, I would say to her, I'd walk up to her and be like, question, if you were ice cream, what flavor would you be?
Would you also glance
and
down?
And she'd like say mint chip. And I'm like, I think you're being more like passion fruit.
And
hey, when I talk to you, please look at me. I'm feeling a connection.
Oh, you wouldn't. That's so. Call the police.
Call what police? The love police?
Oh, I'm just waiting for you to mention your cone.
Oh, I'm sweating.
My cone?
Yeah.
Your cone?
She means like a sugar
you
cone.
Know, for ice cream.
No, I'd want cone. A cup of your passion fruit.
Disaster.
Why is he
awful? Hang on. Okay, I'm liming this.
Liming.
One second. Oh, fuck. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
I don't even
I mean, what does Reddit say about all
Hang
this
Hang on. Well,
kind
hold
of
on.
Stuff?
I want to know what Sarah says about all of this. She's
you
in the dating game.
You posted on my story.
Don't you?
I did.
Oh, no, you
don't
did
you,
the thing.
Don't you
oh
have...
Gosh, like,
no, you're not wrong.
Me.
No, you're fine. No, stop it.
Sarah, have
no.
you... What pickup lines have been used on you?
On it?
Oh.
I don't think I've ever, like, written any down, but if they make... Fun. It's always funny ones, I feel like.
Where do they happen most? In the gym?
Ooh, good question.
Because the gym, you kind of have a...
gym.
Because the gym is actually a much harder place to hit on someone because typically there's music.
On. Oh, yeah.
So for you to interrupt their flow, they kind of have to be wanting to talk
yes.
to you.
Yes.
The gym.
True. Like,
the bar.
Do you need help with that squat?
Instagram. DM slide in.
Slide in. DM can mean two things here.
Does dick something?
Nope.
What is
dark meat?
Oh.
Oh.
God.
You know, a chicken has two parts, white meat and dark meat.
Uh-huh.
I like dark meat.
She liked the dark meat.
Uh-huh.
So that's a whole different game, right?
Okay.
That's good. That I'll tell you, like my friends that are black, yeah. their game is hilarious how pushy they are on
you
women.
Black friends that you've introduced me to?
My rule is I don't like to bring my friends around, you know, women that I respect and work with.
Oh,
because
hang on, we're live. So,
I just
tell,
I don't
Cindy, tell, what are we doing? We're recording the podcast.
Yes.
And today's segment that we're currently doing is about pickup lines. And it was, I just thought, first of all, you should swipe up for this week's podcast because Bishop is so lazy that she didn't put anything on story.
Yeah, I'm the laziest.
Thanks for nothing. So we're discussing if a pickup line is good or somebody should just introduce themselves. Yes. Jake, you haven't weighed in, but they can't hear you because you're in that.
Come on in.
You want me to come in there?
Can you come in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come in here, sweetie.
So G decided that to ask Bishop out, he would ask her what kind of ice cream cone she was.
No, what kind of ice cream?
No, I said what kind of ice cream she. I'd say, yeah. If you were ice cream, what ice cream would you be? And she said mint chip, and I said I think you'd be more like passion fruit.
Okay, is that creepy or not? Please weigh in. I think I would call the police.
Honestly, what would you say, Sarah?
What would you say? You'd run.
She'd smile.
I would start smiling.
No. See, she'd smile. And see the smile.
No!
Yes, because you know what it is.
You cheap whore.
Wait, I just got unplugged. No, hold on. Why is she being a cheap whore?
Yeah.
If some fucking gorilla came up to me and was like, you're passion fruit, I would freak the fuck out. I'd be like, oh my God, security.
I think there's really only one way to find out, right? We got to set him out on the streets.
Oh my God. Well,
we should take the show to the streets.
Let's
go to the street. So do we like, oh, someone says that it shows a sense of humor. Ice cream?
Thank you.
Funny?
Who's that person?
Ice cream.
I scrolled up. I can't
find
it. Oh, Quinberg 01 said. Okay.
He's going right on.
So, all right. So we said... So we said, awesome. We had the pun one about, what was it? I wish you were my big toe so I could bang you on all my furniture, which is bad. Okay, sweet and sincere. Okay, my personal favorite walks up, holds hand out. Hi, would you mind holding this for me while I take a walk in the park? Oh, vomit.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. That's like, hey, have you ever met Abraham? Now shake the hand that shakes Abraham. Like, you wouldn't never say that to someone.
That's creepy.
What?
You signed your sheet. Did you hear that?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Like, when we were in high school, we used to mess around and be like, hey, have you ever met Abraham?
Who's Abraham?
And the girls
Abraham?
Are like, hey, who's Abraham? I'm like, no, I'm going to shake the hand that shakes Abraham.
Your wiener's named Abraham?
No, my friend used to say it, not me.
You named your wiener Abraham?
Do you think I would name my wiener Abraham?
I think I would put anything past you.
Why Abraham? It sounds biblical.
I don't know. You're the one who said Abraham.
Yeah, good one.
Everyone says, tell Bishop to run. I've been draining her.
Tell Bishop
to run like the wind.
Jake, what's your line? What do you have a line?
Oh, man, when I used Tinder, I used to have some good lines. I don't even remember. Give me a second. You got to give me a second to think.
When you used Tinder?
Yeah, back in the Tinder days.
What are you using now?
Real life.
Oh. How's that working out for you?
I've had sex recently.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it's been... I don't know. I got to think on this.
Okay, here we go. Chocolate is always a good idea, okay? So this guy walked up and said, Sarah. Would you like a kiss? No, you perv. Not that kind of chocolate. Chocolate is always a good idea. He walked up and asked me if I'd like a kiss, then offered a bag of Hershey's Kisses.
No, that's lame.
What's stupid?
No. Stupid?
It's got to be funny.
Guys, is that stupid?
Yes, because that's like the old one when you were a kid. And you open up your hand and you have a screw in it. And you want a screw? Remember that?
No.
She is looking at me like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I actually kind of want to try that.
Try what?
Want a screw?
I kind of want a screw. I just want to see what happens. Because it's so bad. It's so bad that I kind of want to try that.
Huh. Just you like should. Come right out and say,
hey, you want a screw?
You have to.
Yeah, like, hey, but like,
chill, right? See, it has to just be funny. It can't be stupid funny.
Yeah, it's all about the delivery. I agree with you. The reason I can say crazy things is because I don't come across pervy and gross.
Says
moi.
I don't think that's these are.
If I said to you what I said, that's not pervy and gross. It's just like you're trying to be cute about it.
Yeah, the screw.
I would probably say you're passion fruit, but your friend looks more like sour cream and chives or something. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yucky.
Because you always have that friend hater that's not getting hit on, and she's always trying to like, we got to go. I'm like, where are you going? Like, when did you lose control of your life?
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden they start to like,
I think you get away with a lot more because you're charming. You've got that charming.
Stop with that voice.
Cindy's got
I think that voice takes G back somewhere he doesn't want to be.
Someone thinks the screw thing is going to get me in a fight.
What?
Nah.
No.
I think I can pull it off.
Oh.
You're
someone
gonna get
said
slapped.
I would let G lick the chocolate anywhere.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Hopefully, if it's a man, thank you. And if it's a woman, well done.
When and where?
Call you.
Okay, the weather.
I'm from Arizona. Some guy stopped dead in his tracks and said, whoa, the temperature today is 110, and I think I've figured out why.
That must be like Cindy's cousin or something that said that.
Look at Jake.
He had a screw in his pocket as backup. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, I would never say that.
Bishop?
I don't like that one either.
I feel like I would just like go up to someone and be honest. No? Because you're like, hey.
Listen, I think from my experience, women love men that are... take the chance of,
yeah, they do. Yeah, I think you're
like,
right.
They respect that. They're like, okay, this is a go-getter. Obviously,
that's
there's
true.
A lot of people here.
Well,
and
someone would give you chocolate. Gross.
Lock in.
And
then there's
melted caramel.
But, you know, you should do this. Next time you go to a bar after the hour of 10 p.m. and you start getting closer to, like, last call, watch how the guys just start circling like sharks.
Stop.
And, like, whatever's left, it's funny. It's really, really funny. Huh. Last call.
Oh, a good line is necessary when online dating. When I was on Tinder, my default pick was from Halloween the previous year. I dressed up as an ensign crusher from Star Trek. I matched with a cute guy, and he messaged me for his permission to come aboard.
Oh.
Ew! Stupid!
Okay, wait. I'm remembering my Tinder one now.
Okay, go.
Okay. Do you think you could name all 25 letters in the alphabet backwards?
Yes.
You're not supposed
to say that. Oh, there's 24 letters or something?
There's 26.
Oh, shit.
So there's, you know, first of all, that weeded out all the dummies. There's,
you know. That was offhand. I'm just going.
And
you, Jake, I don't know. I don't sit there and go A1, B2, C3. Oh, motherfucker. I graduated from kindergarten a long time ago.
If they say there's 25, dying. You go, well, don't worry. You'll get the D later.
Oh, you did not say that.
It was, and it weeded out all the stiffs too.
You didn't say that.
You
have to know. Yeah, they have to actually then get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it me or is it hot in here?
It's definitely not hot in here. It was no one in this room. I'll give you that. All right, last one. Sometimes you got to rely on the classics. So if someone comes up to you and says, okay, so Bishop, are you a model?
No.
When did you quit modeling?
That's stupid. Go away.
Where are you getting this?
It's on this like men's health Reddit thing.
I've never heard someone say that to someone.
Well, someone said it before and it's stupid. Doesn't work. Are you a model? Fuck off.
Oh,
ooh, God.
God, that was so aggressive.
I just feel like it's
lame. Oh, Mikaylee's on. Hi, girl.
What's up, Keeks?
Hi, Kiki. Do you love me? Are you riding?
Isn't that amazing that Drake wrote a song about her?
By the way, so happy about it.
Before Kiki, our friend Kiki, a.k.a. Mikaylee, before that song was like hugely popular. We're going long. Cindy, just a moment. This person sent me a DM. Who's Kiki? And I was like, oh, my friend Mikaylee.
Did you hear that, Mikaylee?
All right. Well, do you guys have any good lines? I'm going out to the people. Oh, your woman just chimed in. Hey, girl. Hey, Lori. Cindy's wife is on there.
So much
what
support.
What are you doing on Instagram?
Trolling.
Work.
Yeah, sliding into DMs.
Oops.
I'm not sliding for a while. I'm all fucked up.
Yes. You slipped.
ButcherBox believes in a healthier food system where everyone has access to meats the way nature intended. Free of antibiotics, hormones, and fatty fillers, humanely raised in open pastures. And I love knowing that my ButcherBox has only healthy 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork. And they make it so easy. It's like I have my own neighborhood butcher who delivers, and I get to choose how often. Each butcher box comes with at least 8 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individualized size meals. You can choose from 5 different types of boxes, or you can customize your own like I do. So to get $20 off your first box and 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription, go to butcherbox.com/Jillian and enter the promo code Jillian. That's $20 off your first box and 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription at butcherbox.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Already a ButcherBox subscriber? Well, you can get a special deal on ground beef by logging into your account now. There's this really cool activewear company called Outdoor Voices, and they believe that harder, faster, stronger is not always better. So they designed gear for doing things like being active and having fun. And they even have a hashtag on social, hashtag doing things. And Outdoor Voices hosts events across the country to bring exercisers together because community is such an important factor to staying active. So I love a brand with such a great mantra. And I also love the clothes. Outdoor Voices is engineered for performance and designed for having fun with a fabric for every single type of activity. They fit me great, and I've gotten a ton of compliments on the aesthetics as well. And Outdoor Voices offers free shipping and hassle-free returns, so if you're not completely satisfied, return it. And they'll give you 20% off your first order of $100 or more. Visit outdoorvoices.com/Jillian and enter the promo code Jillian. That's 20% off your first order of $100 or more at outdoorvoices.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian.
Okay. We're back. And guess what we have?
I feel like when I listen to other podcasts, they're so like produced. What's Cindy again? What's her title?
I think it's like a producer or something like that.
That would be like this. Hey, welcome back to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Yeah, would.
What is that voice that you're doing?
Oh, it's a producer voice.
That's a producer's voice.
Is it?
Welcome back. We are now.
It's actually like Ed McMahon from Johnny Carson in the 50s, but.
She thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I know this is surprising to you, but you've got some email questions here from listeners out there.
The worst.
Is this
I like it.
You like this better?
No.
No.
Better?
No.
Not so much?
No. You know what? Why don't we have a jingle? That's your fault,
yeah,
G.
We did discuss that.
We did have a jingle.
What happened to it?
Janice killed it.
Mm. Okay, I'll work on writing.
The name that shall never be spoken out loud.
I'll work on it.
The former
Janice
producer
dumped me.
All right.
Yeah, that's another time I got dumped.
I don't
Son
know
of a
who ba- that is.
This has been the craziest year. I was dumped by Janice.
Her
My little chihuahua
for
died.
7 years.
I got a divorce, and I've had 3 breakups. What the fuck?
You're getting it all out of the way.
No,
making
there's nothing left. I'm just mowing
times.
Through shit like a great white shark, just eating myself from the inside out.
Yeah, you might as well get it all done in the
what
same
was your
year
question,
because
Cindy?
You don't want to drag
Life
it out
advice?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know all you out there are going to really want to hear her advice now, but so.
What is happening? Oh, this is so crazy.
So, okay,
what
then I'm going to start with an easy one for
I'm ready.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
You tender flower.
Lynn
would like suggestions for leg cramps because she drinks water, she eats
electrolytes,
bananas,
and stretching. Mm. Yeah, so tell her to get a little Electromix pack. There's actually one called Electromix that I used to use for the contestants, but she might be on a medication that's doing that as well. So if she is, she should talk to her doctor because, like, my Heidi's dad used to get them a lot, and it was like the medication he was taking.
Oh, interesting.
And if she is working out really hard and like not stretching after, that it can cause that sometimes happens to me when I train really hard, and like I'll get up in the morning and stretch, and my calf will be like, "Oh, I'm gonna hold this position." It's like, oh my god.
That's
I literally
painful.
One time started screaming. My brother ran in. I'm like, Craig, pull my foot. Oh, my God. He's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, pull my foot. Push my toes back. Push the toes.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. My toes will do that. They'll like curl over each other.
Oh,
and Lori,
shit.
Lori just starts laughing because it looks so funny.
Yeah.
But it like hurts. You can't make it go back.
No.
It's awful.
You got to grab them. And yeah. Anyway. So Electromix, okay. Talk to your doctor about if it's a medication you're on, hydration, which it sounds like she's doing, and stretch after your workouts.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. This is Logan was a.
This one's not so bad.
Well, no, I have it all like categorized as like, I think this is sort of all advice, but I. You have to see what you answer it to know what would come next.
Okay.
And this is a fitness instructor who's feeling tired and getting sick. She's videotaping.
Well, I'm going to post this.
I mean,
so,
it's not videotaping. Yeah. She's taking a video with her phone. A fitness instructor feeling tired and getting sick and needs tips for the rest days.
My guess is she's probably a group instructor. She teaches classes.
Logan could be a man.
He
yes.
He okay.
Yes, 10 to 15 hours. Hours of classes a week.
Oh God, they've got to stop.
A week,
yeah. You got to stop. So one of the things that I used to do with like spinning classes was get a person in the class to ride the bike for me and instruct that way. And like the cool thing with Body Shred, which is a format that I created, was like you demo the move and then you instruct. Mm. So try to find ways to teach the class where you're not having to do the entire workout, because there's no, that's just going to beat the crap out of you. Yeah. It's so bad for you. There's no way around that. It's just too much stress and too much wear and tear. So you got to, you can't cheat the system. You got to change the program.
Nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Put that on her quote posts, because that's a good one.
Mine.
She's like, I know.
Oh God, help me!
Okay.
Oh God,
okay.
Oh God, help me! Help me!
That's here's a question. Somebody who really needs help. Okay,
thank God.
Okay,
okay.
So, tips on how I might feel better eating what I want and not falling into pressure. Now, the situation is, Melissa works in an office,
okay,
and the snacks that come in. And I remember this happening in my office too. The snacks, the catered lunches, and the unhealthy stuff, and then you know everybody's like, oh, you're only having a salad.
I would avoid eating with those people as often as possible. Like I've actually written about this in a couple of books, is like controlling your environment. So it's like you don't eat with those people as much as you possibly can. You know, for the birthday party, you send a birthday email instead of going over where the cake is. And it's easy to say establish boundaries, but it's not that easy to do. Right. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been to a bar and I've mastered the trick of dumping the shot on the floor.
Yeah.
Like I literally swig it back, right? So it goes in my mouth, spit it back into the cup, cover the shot glass with my hand, so you can't see that I've put the booze back into the cup, and then hold it down like I'm holding the shot down.
Or pass it over to me.
You should see Sarah's face, though. She was like, it was half awe and half horror.
I was just trying to imagine that in my head, like I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, as you should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
But also,
pass out drunk.
Sometimes these are catered meals during a meeting. And it's,
but then you pick and choose, and you know
also,
what I mean?
You can also eat before that meeting and then just take
it. I just pick and choose, right? Exactly. And push it around. Like, I know it's
like
terrible
to
say, because you should be able to be like, these are my boundaries, but life just doesn't work that way. It's just so much conflict.
And people make fun of you because they're feeling guilty about what they're eating at the time, too.
Like, I was with someone recently who was like, please eat. It makes me uncomfortable when you don't eat. And I was like, oh, God. Like, are you not hungry in the moment or whatever? And, you know, it affects people if you're drinking, if you're not. And you shouldn't have to worry about it. But in some cases, you know, and I didn't. I was like, I just don't want to eat it. But like, I don't know.
No, I've seen, you actually do.
I eat a lot.
You
but like,
it, yeah, and you do it really well when you're not, when you have, when you're on like a special week or something. And you.
I'm very big into self-control is my thing.
Well, and also I would never notice it. Because
you're normally just not a lot of food, or like that time that this person was like, please eat, please eat, please eat. I'm like, I just ate like a huge thing of cheese. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we also eat too much as Americans.
Yes.
There's so many courses, and it's like, I just ate all this stuff, dude. Like, I'm 115 pounds. I don't have all that room. Anyway,
speaking of weight, Chris is a 28-year-old guy who struggled with weight his whole life, and he feels that weight loss surgery is, at this point, his only option, but he's conflicted about it.
Oh, man. All right, so here, weight loss surgery physically forces you to cut back on calories. So it's the same science.
Mm.
It's just forcing you to cut back on calories. It can go wrong, because if you want to power through that and like burst some shit, you can, right? So physically, it's scary. It's got serious potential consequences and side effects. It depends what he's doing. I mean, if it's like gastric bypass or if it's like lap band, or like they're all kind of different. And I've seen people have great success on it, and I've seen it go horribly wrong. You know, I would much rather say, look, get in therapy, build a game plan as to like, okay, why, what is the food in this destructive habit providing me? How, you know, can I comfort myself and nurture myself in ways that don't involve food? How can I feel in control in other ways that don't involve food? How can I get a routine in place with food that makes me feel in control? Like, looking at all those different issues and dealing with the psychology first is so important. Just because it could work, you could do it and you could still eat through it.
Yeah, and I know people who have.
Yeah, I mean, just, me yeah. too. And without knowing this person, and I could never, you know what I mean? Because it's forcing you to eat less.
But so, it's not going to fix the problem that caused it in the first place.
I mean, yeah. So ultimately, I would get into therapy, and I would start working out, try to eat less, and then, you know, if you try all that, and if you are going to do the surgery, like, still need to be in therapy to try to help ensure that you don't find a way.
God, they should require that.
I agree with you.
On the opposite ends of that scale, no pun intended, is how can I put on weight? Ariana says she focuses strictly on weight training, increasing. Should she focus strictly on weight training or increasing calories or protein?
Both. Both. You got to eat
during the day.
Smoke weed.
No, don't smoke weed.
This is why you're the business end.
I'm just giving some real life advice.
No.
You smoke weed, you get hungry.
No.
Jake.
No. Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, this is up your lungs, you boost your estrogen levels, you screw up your brain.
And this is also assuming that she's had her thyroid checked and she's not hyperactive.
Hypo. Yeah. Hyper. I would say, obviously, she needs to eat more than she's burning in a day. I generally recommend starting with 10% so that you're doing with calorie partitioning, right? You're taking that excess calories and you're designating it to rebuild, repair, but you don't have so many excess calories. You then store the remainder as fat. If you're not seeing any progress, gradually increase by 5% more. So it's like 10% more than you burn in a day. 3 weeks later, nothing. Okay, 15% more than you burn in a day. Lift heavy. But in truth, like, the reality is destroy the crap out of your muscles. Like, beat them up.
Yeah.
Beat them up twice a week, 2 days of rest in between, and then eat to rebuild. So even if you're doing high volume, low weight, or body weight, or, you know, high, and mix it up. The only thing with, like, lifting heavy and resting is it doesn't burn a ton of calories. So you don't have to eat that much more. Mm. So if you're doing high volume, it can burn more calories because it tends to, like, you're going, you're moving, you're going, you're moving, your heart rate is probably higher. So that's why it's like, lift. So you're not burning a ton of calories.
All right. I think we're good.
Oh.
I think we're good. Thank you. Thank you all. Gee, thanks a lot. Hey, Sarah. Jake. Thank you. Thank
you. No problem.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.